Now, if he was here, he might tell you what was wrong with him, tell you your condition, what to do, but he couldn't hear you. If he was standing here himself with his feet on, he couldn't hear you, because he's already done it. He said, here's the second time. He could say, I am the Christ, and I purchased your salvation. That's true, then? He could say, yes, Lord, I believe it. It's over. Well, just as his word says the same thing. And he's no better than his word is. Is that right? All right. Oh, he has a little girl for this. Oh, that's very sweet. Oh, just set her down there. She's back there. You set that down there. You stand up with her. Nothing better than that. Well, that's mighty fine. What's your name? I'm glad to know you, my brother. Your father is now on you. Now, perhaps I'll talk to you then to the child. Or be with the baby. Have you just got a little country? I've never seen in my life. As far as I ever know, this is our first time meeting. Now, I'll have to talk to you just a moment, Carter. Please, just look all around here. Here, but now it's got to be a huge man. Hang around. You know, sometimes our Lord is taking one time. Talk to him. Take him when he's here for a person. Get in contact with the Spirit. Now, did you ever hear the story about that angel of the Lord? He told me to go to the same room. What kind of thing? Did well, he told me about this in brief, and he's been here when I prayed that it would take place. Now, you know, I couldn't heal her with it. I have nothing to heal her with. I'm not a doctor. If I was a doctor, I couldn't heal her. I might say some nature, but I could talk her. And he's already done it. He needed to take our faith to believe it. But now, if our Lord is here, the way I feel is that little girl is sick. To see a little, sweet little thing like that, sick. I've got one home to talk like that. You know how my heart would go far. But if he was there, he would stand talking to me maybe like this. He'd tell me, well, your child was taking a certain fever at a certain time or whatever it was, and it's been sick for so long or something like that. Well, that would just make you say, yes, I know that's him. Because that's what's there at the time. And maybe you might tell me something about yourself, what you've done, or something happened, is all that fever or sickness come on the time. Then he'd say that to you, then. Or you say, he'd lay his hands upon you. Say, you believe? You say, yes, sir. And you go away. Then you believe that you get well, don't you? Well, now, he went and he took the right hand of the Father. But he sent back his gift. And his gift is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has attributes of gift that comes to the people. And now, if he's here and I've told the truth and testifying of these things, then he will manifest himself in the same manner here that he is through his servant as he was in his own flesh to be here. That's right. God, believe you sincerely believe. You're not altogether well yourself. You know that. And, but your baby, here, it's not a fever. It's an accident in fact, your baby. Is that right? Did the child have a fall? Something like that? And, or it run a little bit or something up into his rectum. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And it's also having all kinds of attributes. You've got a good start in some stuff. Is that right? Use your prostate trouble. Is that true, my brother?
Our Heavenly Father draws you, the Lord Jesus, from the dead. The Lord Spirit is here, just so you can see the power in the earth, and ask you to come to the earth. But thou art God, our Lord. Thou art the one who can heal us. Now, I'm going to is jurisdiction over all spirits of the devil. God's Spirit, lay hands in the name of my Lord. And ask in your name that this child may be delivered from their affliction without any harm. In Jesus Christ's name.
He said, as the prophet Moses was given two signs to be vindicated. And he was sent for this purpose. Said, so were you. And so with this, and you know the secret of the heart to tell the people in trouble. Just like the spirit back in the day, strong time. It's hard for you to see it. But I understand now. Now, don't fear. Your baby will be all right. Don't you fear. Now, if the God of heaven, well, let me see what was in life back that way. And that's the truth, and you know it's the truth. If I tell you this is going to be all right, you just keep on the way you are. It's got to be as true as that goes. Is that right? God doesn't have to do it. You have to do it. I've seen a hundred times over you. Don't worry. That's all you need. You're going back to God. And by the way, let us say thanks to God. Now, did I heal the baby? No, sir. That man's faith in God healed the baby. God pronounces his blessing, it'll be just that way. Now, you believe now with all your heart. Now, you're conscious that something's going on. See, that was the first patient. You just to get the anointing. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord that they got here? They take them out and you can take them. You've never seen them. They'll pass this. But that's what you feel now. That's what that is. It's his presence. Now, just a minute. The boy's left lady, he's suffering with some kind of a epilepsy. Is that right? That's a horrible thing. I've seen a black thing come to sleep. Now I know that's what it is. Or if you bow your head up, or let the wind. Now this is one thing that really bothers epilepsy. Now please, ladies, everybody, keep your children in. Everybody be safe. Now ladies, my sister, I'm not able to help you. Nothing to say for it. I want you to believe. Lord Jesus, help the woman. I pray you feel better. Make me go from here tonight very well. Grant, I lay hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ and ask for her healing. Oh, eternal God, all their life, hear the prayer of this person. And in obedience to your command, I lay hands upon her and ask that the healing of epilepsy will come. Grant, may it go in Jesus Christ's name. May it grant that it will be God. Through Jesus' name. Amen. Now, just a moment, baby. I just want to talk to you. Just a moment. Look here after. Just a minute. Keep going. Now, that's been for a long time, hasn't it? I want to look at this in just a moment to talk to you. I'm not reading your mind. I God knows that. But whatever you want to talk. See, there is the devil's got a bogus everything God has got. You believe that? He's got these little psychic readers out here on the street make a guess or something. That's the devil. But Jesus Christ perceives their thoughts. That right? All right. It is everything God has, he has a boat. He has a real, genuine Holy Spirit. The devil has something that looks like it, not there. But here, it's just told what was wrong with you. But there's something else. You feel in your life, and have for a long time, that you have a call and in the ministry of Christ. Is that right? And this thing is against you. Is that true? You talk about it to people. Does anybody that still know that's the truth? If it is, raise your hand. Now go and may the Lord bless you. As you believe, so will it be unto you. How did you do? Of course, I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But God knows you. Doesn't he? duty that he did, and a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him. Do you believe that he's able to make you free? If you will see this, will you seek after him with all your heart, give your life to him, and live on as best as you know how to live today? You must do it. But that condition, you can't live long like that. That turns into cancer, well then you're done. You have an operation in now. Is that right? You have a tumor now. Now, will you believe that he will heal you and make you well? Will you give your life to him now? You surrender your life right now to him. When you accept the prayer. That you accept him right now as Savior and Lord. You do right now. Raise up your hand to him. Now come here. Almighty God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, send blessings to you for a gift of woman, Lord. Take her now and heal her body, knowing that through the Spirit's condition, that she lives here tonight, rejoicing and happy in Jesus Christ's name. I ask for her to be healed and saved and filled with your Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. You accept him now as your personal, individual healer, Savior, God bless you. So many of you see the Holy Spirit to be healed. All right. You believe, ladies? All right. If you believe with all your heart, God is here to make you well. You believe that? All right. Have faith in him. Don't doubt. What about you all out there? You believe me with all your heart? Have faith in God. God will bring you to pass whatever you ask for. Now, not these people here on the platform only, but you out there in the audience, anywhere you are. I put this to you tonight. You just walking in the prayer. You just out there without prayer cards, without anything, sitting out there and has a chance to get the line. You start believing God, believing with all your heart, and praying to God, and just accept him. Say, Lord, I now believe. First, because your word says so. I believe it secondly because you're absolutely vindicating yourself here tonight as you were in the days gone by, so are you here tonight. And I believe it with all my heart. And friends, look, it's just not Tallahassee. This is right around the world. Everywhere. Literally tens of thousands and thousands and thousands times thousands of people healed and saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and sent. See, it's not nothing. It's been trial of every fire, trial of everything that could be put before it all over. Here's my message. Is that right, Brother Banks? Through everything. Now, always, God is triumph. Never fail one time. He can't fail. Because it's God. Now, if it was me, it already did. I'm a failure to begin with. See? But he never fails. Just a moment. If I pray for an epileptic, what's the woman? Where's the woman that was an epileptic to pray for? Oh, there. That's not it. That's got the healing in its audience. Here, just got hearing. When you accept it, says here's the healing. Almighty God, I pray that you'll be merciful now and the healer and make me do well with your prayer. Take them and leave the woman. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out of it. How would I know what you did when you were a little girl? How you dressed? I never knew anything about that. But it's the truth. And everything is said is positive truth. Is that right? That's the ease of the law that's coming into that coffin. I didn't have no control of what I was going to say. Now you're going to get well. You step in as your healer. Almighty God, He brought Jesus Christ from the dead. I lay hands upon our sister and ask her to go from here and be a well woman in the name of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the cursed be the Jesus of this woman's body. And Jesus Christ, the Lord. God bless you. Now look, go and heal in this church. Don't stop and go rejoice and pray to God for your need. Please. We believe with all your heart. In the morning when you move from the bed, you can't hardly do it. That's back. That's stepping down from the curb, you go easier. You walk the curb. That's right. You just go in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's great. Pray in the kitchen.
Without anything at all. I know you got balls, you're sick, and that's a nervous thing.
Well, now that you and I talked just a moment, and maybe the Lord Jesus could show me something else about you. That, and of course, you're wearing glasses, of course, maybe you see something wrong with your eyes. Anyone can see that. But maybe there's a deficit between your eyes and blood clots. And anemia condition. Is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand. God bless you, my sister, and may the Lord Jesus Christ make you well. And God bless you, and all your life. How do you hear? Can you hear? No, mother, I want you to raise up. Raise up. Don't lay down. Look here to me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe what you hear is the truth? You're getting off the stick, aren't you? Because the reason you're doing that is Satan's trying to rob you. If you believe him to be his servant, not to deliver you. You've come a long way to come to your head. That's right. And don't you suffer with something like arthritis or something real. It's in your back and up and down. Isn't that right? This woman's body with her back here. Isn't that right, lady? Now, it's in the kidneys here. But yours is arthritis. You had TB also, all the way. You know that? Do you know that? Mother, put your hands around it, Anne. Almighty God, look at that old couple sitting there, like old dad, mother. Four things, six, seven. Satan, come out of her. You're exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, please go on. Come out of her. God bless you. We had the same thing to you in the cities. That's going off the platform and both of you at the same time. What is this praise for you, God? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll make her well and heal her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe me? Okay. That's not good, don't you? Want to get over? You must believe God now, or you'll never get over it. You believe he'll make you well? Stand upon the seat and expect of healing, man, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will think of the truth in your heart. Have faith in God. God's the way of hell. How did you say? You don't know me?
No.
I don't know you. You believe me to be his prophet? I'm the prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he was set in the church. You believe that? Wouldn't you like to go home and eat like the new thing? Have a good solid meal? And in the name of Jesus Christ, if you bring this, go eat part of the energy. Have faith in God. If you believe it, the God will help. Do your faith will rise up to a place right now? The heart trouble will leave you. Would you like to get over? Raise your hands out, thank the Lord Jesus. God bless you and go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How did God do? Do you believe? Somebody just raise up and believe. What about you, lady, sitting there with, of course, I've seen your eyes are problems. Do you believe with all your heart? Hey, look this way again. More than that, I don't know whether you know it or not, but you're suffering cancer also. You know that? If you lift that up to your feet and set your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, you know that anybody to breathe? What do you believe with your nail or your hand raised up? Do you believe to be God's prophet yet? Do you believe with all your heart? If God here, right here, will reveal to you what's wrong with you, will you accept it? Now, your asthma condition, is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hands. All right. Stand up and be healed, man. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept your healing. How many of you don't want to accept your healing? Now, I can't say, I want to accept my healing. God, I don't even want to accept your healing. Stand up. Be
in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, every devil, doubting spirit in the room, and
if he's here and I've told the truth and testifying of these things, then he will manifest himself in the same manner here that he's through his servant as he would through his own flesh if he was here. Is that right? So I believe you're a sincere believer. You're not altogether well yourself. You know that. And but your baby here, it's not a fever. It's an accident that's happened to the baby.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Did the child have a fall?
That's right.
Something fell?
That's right.
And or it's a it run a little
like
something up in his direction. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And it's caused it to have all kinds of attributes. It's got a discharge that comes from it. Is that right?
That's right.
And you with your prostrate trouble. Is that true, my brother?
That's true.
That's our. Our Heavenly Father brought him the Lord Jesus from the dead. Your spirit here, this little innocent, sweet little child laying here with an accident, punctured his little body. But thou art God.
Amen.
Thou art the one who can heal it.
According
to what you said, you have indicated to be healed. I pray that you will heal the child by laying hands on him and ask that you heal it, Lord. May go from here to be a well child. As your servant now, now take the jurisdiction over all spirits of the devil. God's servant. Lay hands in the name of my law. And ask in his name that this child may be delivered from this affliction without any harm in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Now, look here. It's correctly. Right? Sometimes something happens to the child, but I don't remember just what it was. But that's the truth, whatever it said.
That was the truth.
Ever did the truth.
Yes, sir.
Ever did the truth. Now, he said, if you get the people to believe in these two things, that nothing will stand before the prayer. And he said, I said, they won't believe me because I'm uneducated. He said, as the prophet Moses was given two signs to vindicate, that he was sent for this purpose. And so will you. And told me this thing, you know the secret of the heart to tell the people in trouble. Just like the spirit back in the day gone by. It's hard for me to see it. But I understand now. Now, don't fear. Your baby will be all right. Don't you fear. Now, if the God of heaven will let me see what was in life back that way, and that's the truth, and you know it's the truth. If I tell you the baby's going to be all right, you just keep on the way you are. It's got to be as true as that was. Is that right?
If
God bless you, then take the baby. You can often hear her say, I've seen her when she's trying to hold her, she's screaming and carrying on like that. Yeah, don't worry. That's only. Just hold thank you, God, and believe. And by the way, you're in trouble, God. Let us say thanks be to God. Now, did I heal the baby?
No, sir.
That man's faith in God healed the baby. See? God pronounces this blessing, it'll be just that way. Now, young lady, you believe now with all your heart. Now, you're conscious that something's going on. See, that was the first patient. It's just to get the anointing. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord that they got here? That was taken down in Houston, Texas? You've never seen it. They'll have it here in a few nights. I think we got a few more. But that feeling as you feel now, that's what that is. It's His presence. Now, just a minute. Before you went, lady, you're suffering with some kind of a convulsion or go out and epilepsy. Is that right? That's a harmless thing. I see that black thing come between us. Now I know that's what it is. All right, you bow your head there for her and let's bring it over nearer. Now this is one thing that really bothers epilepsy. Now please, ladies, everybody keep your children near and everybody be in faith. Now lady, my sister, I'm not able to help you. I'm going to pray for you. I want you to believe. Lord Jesus, help the woman. I pray that you'll grant it. May she go from here tonight to get well. Grant it. I lay hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ and ask for her healing. O eternal God, all her life, hear the prayer of your servant. And in obedience to your command, I lay hands upon her and ask that the demon of epilepsy will leave. Grant it. May it go in Jesus Christ's name. May it grant that it will be gone. Through Jesus' name, amen. Now, just a moment, lady. I just want to talk to you. Just I want you to look here at me just a minute, if you can. Now, that's been for a long time, hasn't it? I want to look at you in just a moment, just to talk to you. Now, I'm not reading your mind. God knows that. Or whatever you want to call it. See, there is the devil's got a bogus for everything God has got. You believe that? He's got these little psychic readers out here on the street make a guess or something. That's the devil. But Jesus Christ perceived their thoughts. Is that right? All right. And everything God has, He has a bogus. He has a real, genuine Holy Spirit. The devil has something that looks like it. Not there. But here, it just told what was wrong with you. But here's something else. You feel in your life and have for a long time that you have a call in the ministry of Christ. Is that right? And this thing has been hindered. Is that true? You talk about it to people. Does anybody in this building know that's the truth? If it is, raise your hand. Now go and may the Lord bless you as you believe, so will it be unto you. How did you like it? Of course, I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But God knows you. Definitely. Do you believe that He is? And a rewarder of those who will diligently seek Him. Do you believe that He's able to make you free? If He will do this, will you seek after Him with all your heart, give your life to Him, and live for Him as best as you know how the rest of your day? You must do it. With that condition, you know, you can't live long like that. If that turns into cancer, well, then you're done. You had an operation anyhow. Is that right? You have a tumor now. That's right. The breath. Now, will you believe that He'll heal you and make you well? And you give your life to Him now. You surrender your life right now into His blessed will. Say, you accept Him right now as Savior and Lord and Healer. You do right now. Raise up your hand as a witness. Now come here. Almighty God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, send blessings and peace. Forgive the woman, Lord. Take her now and heal her body, knowing that she is a serious condition. May she leave here tonight rejoicing and happy. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask for her to be healed and saved and filled with your Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You accept it now as your personal, individual Healer, Savior, all. God bless you. Go and may receive the Holy Spirit and be healed. All right. You believe, lady? All right. If you believe with all your heart, God is here to heal you, make you well. You believe that? All right. Have faith in Him. Don't doubt. What about you all out there? Are you believing with all your heart? Have faith in God. God will bring it to pass, whatever you ask for. Now, not these people here on the platform only, but you out there in the audience, anywhere you are. I put this to you tonight. You that won't be in the prayer line. You that's out there without prayer cards, without anything, sitting out there and have the chance to get in the line. You start believing God. Believing with all your heart. And praying to God and just accept Just accept Him. Say, Lord, I now believe.
Amen.
I now believe. I believe it first because Your Word said so. I believe it secondly because You're absolutely vindicating Yourself here tonight as You was in the days gone by, so are You here tonight. And I believe it with all my heart. And friend, look, it's just not Tallahassee. This is one around the world. Everywhere. Literally tens of thousands and thousands and thousands times thousands of people healed and saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. See, it's not nothing. It's been tried under every fiery trial I believe it could be put before in all the world. Here's my manager. Is that right, Brother Baxter? Do everything. Always, God is triumphant. Never failed one time and can't fail. Because it's God. Now, if it was me, you'd already be it. I'm a failure to begin with. See? But He never fails.
Praise God.
Just a moment.
Can I pray for an epileptic a few minutes
ago? Was the woman? Where's the woman at with an epileptic was prayed for? Oh, there. That's not it. That struck again in this audience. Here it sits right here. You want to accept it, sister, as your healing? Almighty God, I pray that You'll be merciful now and a healer. And may she be well from this very hour. Satan, leave the woman. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out of her. God bless you. Have faith. Believe in God. God shall bring it to pass. See? That spirit was sneaking around trying to do something. Now you saw it. Is that right? I never seen it in my life. Is that right? You had a life. Very much disappointed. Deep in the house. You had one when you were a little child. Is that right? That's true. Wear a little checkered dress. Is that true? And now you have a growth. That growth's in the back. Is that right? Are those things true? Every word of it true. Now, that wasn't me talking. That was something else talking. See, I never. How would I know what you did when you was a little girl and how you was dressed and stood and what taking place? I never knew nothing about that. But it's the truth. And everything you said was positive the truth. Is that right? That's the angel of the Lord standing here doing that talking. I didn't have no control of what I was going to say. Now you going to get well? You accept me now as your healer? Almighty God who brought Jesus Christ from the dead, I lay hands upon our sister and ask that she goes from here and be a well woman in the name of thy Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Cursed be the disease of this woman's body. In Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Now look, go and be in the good person. Go shouting, go rejoicing, praising God for your healing. Believing God. How do you do this? You believe with all your heart. If a morning when you move from the bed, you can't hardly do it. That's back such a thing. Is that right? Stepping down from a curve, you go easy. You walk the curve. Is that right? Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. Do you believe, sister? So look at it. She's a very healthy woman. What you've done in your life. Is that right? Now, do you believe me to be God's prophet? The Lord Jesus has healed you now. You go on your own rejoicing. Let's say thanks be to God. How do you do, little lady? Do you believe me to be God's prophet that serves us? It is anointed with the Holy Spirit. And if this Spirit is of Jesus Christ, it will testify of Jesus Christ. Is that right? I have nothing to do. I'm just like that light there. It is that light. It's the curve that's in the light. Is that right? That's right. Then when Jesus talked with the woman at the well, he went right straight to her trouble and told her what it was. Is that right? She then believed and went and said, come see a man. Told me what I've done. Is that right? He never told her all she'd done. He told her where her trouble was. If God should now reveal to me your trouble, would you accept him as your Savior and healer? I mean, your healer. You are a Christian. Would you accept? You will. You have female trouble. Isn't that right? That's right. Now go and do as you have said, and you'll get over it right now. Just ask that for God. Oh, may the Lord bless you. All right. Come then. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe that now, not your brother here. I'm your brother. I'm just your brother. But God is your Savior. Do you believe that you're in his presence? You do. Not because I'm here, but because I'm just representing him. Is that right? Coming between you and I? Yes, you have stomach trouble. Definitely. And you believe now he'll heal you of that? You accept it now? Almighty God, I pray that you'll heal the woman and may she go from here a well person through Jesus' name. Amen. That causes a pet condition, souring inside of you. You go on this week. If he knows what was wrong with you, what you done, he knows what the outcome will be. Do you think he tells me the truth? If he wouldn't, how would he let you know what was wrong? You did that right? You knew that woman. You knew her life. And was that just exactly the truth? Every word of it? Come back out from a little child. Come down. Is that right? She never even maybe told you some of those things. And you know her to be a right woman. Now, if it was with her, so is it with you. Go in the Lord and win. Now, be happy. Rejoice. You right. Got yourself in a condition you've been prayed for before. And many times. That's right. Me. But what you're trying to get a hold of something, it's right on you. Now. When you're up in here, then you drop down here. And when you're down in here, you're moody and low and nervous and upset. You have real upset spells like that, you know, mental conditions. You know, what makes you feel just all wound up. Now, see, first you think, I got my healing. And you drop down here and you say, oh, I lost it. Sure, because you let yourself drop down here. See, stay up here. You stay there. Just cut a ring around there. Go on, God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come. How do you do? The Lord bless you. Do you believe that these things that you see and hear comes from the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Of course, there's one thing, seeing you shaking, brother, without vision or without anything at all. I know you got palsy, so you're shaking. That's a nervous condition. Well, now let you and I talk just a moment. Maybe the Lord Jesus would show me something else about you. And of course, you're wearing glasses. Of course, you should be something wrong with your eye. Anyone can see that. See? But maybe there's a... Yes, sir? Between you and I comes blood dropping. And anemia condition. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. God bless you, my sister, and may the Lord Jesus Christ make you well. God bless you. Oh, believing now with all your heart. How do you do, lady? Come here just a minute. No, Mother, I want you to raise up. Raise her up. Fully down. Look here at me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe what you hear is the truth? You're getting awfully sick, aren't you? Because the reason you're doing that is Satan's trying to rob you. If you believe me to be his servant, tonight's your deliverance. You've come a long ways to come here, haven't you? That's right. And don't you suffer with something like arthritis or something that's real. And then you're backing up and down. Isn't that right? This woman's bothered with her back too. Isn't that right, lady? Now, it's in the kidneys here. But yours is arthritis. Is that, and don't you have TB also? I don't know where, you know that? Do you know that? Mother, put your hands around her, Dad. Almighty God, Look at that old couple sitting there, Lord, like old dad and mother. Poor thing, sick, suffering. Satan, come out of her. You're exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Come out of her. God bless you, lady. You believe your kidney trouble is gone? You do. Now, you've had a desire to serve God, too, close to what you're walking in. Isn't that right? You've been praying on that the last few days. Isn't that right? And when you stand out there in line, just pray. That's what I tell you. That when I got you. You come up here. Now you just go and believe with all your heart. Is that the truth? It's the truth. Now how would I know what you was praying, what you was doing in your heart? Now you go believing with all your heart, you're going to be able to help us believe with all your heart. You had the same thing she did in the kidneys. That's going all across the platform. You both kneel at the same time. Let's say praise be to God. I pray that you'll make her well and heal her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You believing? You have cancer, don't you? You don't get over it? You must believe God now or you'll never get over it. You believe he'll make you well? Stand upon your feet and accept your healing hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will too. Believe him with all your heart. Have faith in God. God shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. How do you do, sir? You know me? I don't know you. You believe me to be his prophet? I mean the prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that he would set in the church. You believe that? Would you like to go home and eat like you used to? Have a good solid meal? In the name of Jesus Christ, if you believe this, go eat what you want. Have faith in God. Faith will rise up to a place right now that heart trouble will leave you. Would you like to get over it? Raise your hand and say, I accept it, Lord Jesus. God bless you and go in the name of the Lord Jesus and make you made well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you believe? How did the audience? Do you believe? Somebody this way look and believe. What about you, lady, sitting there with, of course, I see your eyes are crossed. Do you believe with all your heart? Say, look this way again. More than that, I don't know whether you know it or not, but you're suffering with cancer also. Do you know that? If you knew it, stand up to your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. What do you do out there in the audience? You believe? Pray. Believe. What do you, lady, with your, the elderly lady with her hand raised up? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Yes. You believe with all your heart? If God here, right here, will reveal to me what's wrong with you, will you accept it? Now, your asthmatic condition, is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand. All right. Stand up and be healed, man, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept your healing. How many in here wants to accept their healing right now? Say, I want to accept my healing. Back up in here, you want to accept their healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.